Hi guys, we're getting ready to start the radio show. I hope that you can join us. And just to let you know, it is quite cold here in Miami today. 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Not that we're complaining. We're not complaining.
Right? As you can see in the background, we have fireplaces. Again, because we'd like to suggest we're warm. Since there really isn't many fireplaces in Miami, you won't find much.
Unless you're on YouTube.
We like to make pretend we have one. So here it is, guys. Please join us. It should be interesting. It's just Boris and I and whoever else decides to join us and share their thoughts as well. Today, we're just going to have a conversation. Should be fun.
Yes, absolutely.
And Bobby wants cool to say fun. Hello, like always. He's such a friendly guy.
I am. Hello. Thank you for spending an hour with us on Saturday. And soon, the show will start with one of the songs that Amy picked. See you later.
So get ready, beautiful peoples, precious children of God. Get ready for today, another beautiful day. Thanking God that we woke up.
Yep.
Because, you know, life isn't a given. Not even 100 years of life is a given. Waking up every day isn't a given. Being well isn't a given. We all depend on God. It's whatever He gives us.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
Wow, I'm amazing.
Still today. So far, so good.
Okay. So our show. I'm doing something good then.
Thank God. Our show is available on your radio, also through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting live today from Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios in more than 11 states, and live on social media. Soon after the show, it will play on any podcast player. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and celebrated the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because that's what it's really all about. Santa's just an add-on. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is very much needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. God was my only cure, but there are other forms of healing presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. If anyone at all, at least God does. The song we played earlier was Save Your Tears by The Weeknd. Did someone break our heart? Was it life? Or did we play a part? Who did we turn to? Did we do what's right? Or did we ignore God's plea despite our plight? God is loving. He wants to stay. But when we don't care, we push him away. God dries our tears and saves them for another day. He doesn't want us to despair or go astray. It's a matter of trusting him, in him, and always pray. No matter what hits us, shocks us, or gets in the way, the tears don't matter when keeping faith alive. Having God not only helps us survive, but also thrive. Sad moments always come and go, though it will not steal our courage or destroy our joy. It's just a tool provided that will help us grow. In life, God matters, and we should show our best effort. For when we do, there isn't anything in life we cannot bear. Today, we will talk about counting our blessings despite our suffering. So let's start with a prayer. A prayer for hope and gratitude in the midst of suffering. Lord, we don't have answers right now. None of it makes sense. It feels unjust. We look up and wonder how, why. But in the midst of tragedy, we remember times gone by, when you pulled us through and made good on your promise to walk each painful step with us. You remember how you met us in that place of breaking, where dreams were shattered and another day's breath felt impossible. You took out shattered pieces in your loving hands. You knew we'd need the time as a part of healing. Then piece by piece, you built something different, a new creation, a new spark of hope. Hope that says laughter will return and joy will be back. It may not replace the sorrow, yet boldly it will live alongside the pain in a way that surpasses my understanding. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the gift of hope. And thank you for filling my heart with the weapon of gratitude. In the midst of pain, Lord, please keep our eyes firmly locked on you. Make us see beauty and blessings. Surround the ache in our heart with your joy. Bring laughter back to our spirit. Let our hope, gratitude, and joy be a witness and conduit of your power and love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This being our last show of the year, guys, we'd like to reflect on 2020. As challenging as it may be, and it has been, including the latest tragedy that happened in, what is it, Tennessee? Nashville. Yes, the bomb on Christmas Day, just recently. Very shocking. Has been many shocking moments. But it's also good to take notice that nobody passed away. It was almost a Christmas miracle. And although this year has been challenging in many ways, there has been many amazing things that have transpired as well. Like, for one, the more crazy things that happened, the more I was encouraged to pray. I can assure you I've never prayed so much in my entire life. And so today we'd like to reflect on things we're grateful about. And well, let's start with Bobby. Yeah. What are you grateful about?
Well, there is not so many things to be grateful, but still, even with the COVID situation, we were able to help too. Our clinic is participating in some of the research studies for new medication. So we're able to help people with new medication for COVID and provide some testing. And also we continued with our research, for example, in Alzheimer's with the two new drugs that are very promising. And I'm grateful that we didn't get sick. How about you?
Well, the most important thing is that I'm grateful that I've had more time to spend with family, that I've gotten to know my kids better, that I've taken time to be with them. And yes, we've been able to help people with COVID in the early stages, giving them medications that are helpful, that have helped them get well, early testing so that they can isolate and prevent transmission. I'm glad that we've been able to help on that front. But most importantly, the fact that we felt a need to pray more has helped us grow spiritually. So most of all, I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for God in our lives. I'm grateful for the things that we've learned. I'm grateful for the ways and opportunities that have been given to us to grow closer to Him. And that comes with every suffering. That comes with every tragedy. That comes with every reason to increase our faith because things look scary and we have to rise above and step up to the plate. That comes when there's reasons for God to show just how great and wonderful and powerful He can be in our lives and in the lives of others. So when it comes to being grateful, what I'm most grateful about is God. And I don't pretend to know anybody else's situation or even their suffering. And I haven't always been this strong. There was a time that suffering seemed overwhelming. But I just want to add that I've learned that if you have God in your life, it really doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what situation's going on. You learn to trust Him. You learn to get by. And you learn to grow.
So did you grow?
I hope so.
Spiritually.
Well, let's just put it this way. I don't drink anymore. I don't smoke anymore.
Super cool.
I don't vape anymore.
That's super cool too.
And therefore have more time with you guys.
Nice.
And I'm more myself.
Great. So we will continue talking about our blessings. We would love to hear from you. Call us at 1-866-34-TRUTH. Tell us what is your blessings for the 2020 despite all the craziness. Everybody that calls today will receive a free copy of Amy's book,
right,
Love
back.
Is the Answer, God is the Cure,
Amy
signed
Campbell
by Amy.
And the Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
Y'all know how I move, I'm rolling, I'm smoking. I ain't telling lies, baby, you know that I'm the truth. I don't know what to do, got nothing left to lose. You play me like a fool, I'm never coming home.
Everyone, but I still try. I
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabo, and thanks for tuning in.
Well, yes, thank you for that. Anyway, also available as a video podcast. Just check for The Cure where our podcasts are.
The song that just played was Holding On by Ian Dior, and this is what it inspired me to write. God had good reasons for our existence. He created us for love. We know it's not for everyone. Heaven does not fit all of us just like a glove. All of us will know God and learn the truth. It's a choice we are given, innate since our early youth. When there's a lot to lose, don't be a fool for heaven's sake. Turn to God who always tries and does not forsake. He will keep holding on. He makes no mistake. Praying, reading the Bible, and following Jesus keeps us awake. We're talking about counting our blessings despite any troubles or sufferings that we may be going through.
And we have a very special caller, Robbie Gilmore.
Robbie, you're live.
Hello, Bar.
Well, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, I'm on the other end for change.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I heard your topic and I just thought, you know, I was listening and I'd never put the connection together that Amy's book is God is the Cure, and those who don't know, you guys' line of work is you develop medicines and you cure people with those, but more importantly, you know, Amy's title to her book is God is the Cure. And I put it together like, wow, what a blessing it is that we have this opportunity in radio to get to meet you guys for the first time right before COVID hit, right, at the NRB this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had no idea what we were in for. And, you know, 2 weeks later, everything was shut down. But I thought, you know, this is such a delightful couple. I'm so glad that the people on our network get to hear you guys. And you are a big blessing. But another big blessing I wanted to mention, it's something we both share, is the producer we got this year. Actually, I got her back, but Anne, I had her years ago. But is she not a blessing, guys?
Amazing.
She is.
She loves radio, and she loves you guys, and working in things, and she's so engaged, and she's so helpful.
Oh, Robbie.
She has been one of the people.
You guys are great.
You know what? We need to have a group hug right
yes,
now.
Yes, let's
come
do that.
On.
Group hug.
Hug it out. Hug
we
it
got
out.
It. We got it going on in spirit.
That's
so thank you, guys. But also, I'm thanking God for all of you. It's really been a great, fun year. In spite of, I know it was horrible, and consequences of a lot of things were horrible, but you know what you guys have done, what Beth Ann's done has been wonderful. So thank you.
Well, you too.
Well, thank you Robbie. We appreciate it.
And
that's what's beautiful. It's each other. It's people. It's how we come together. It's how we pull through. It's how we make it happen. I mean, yes, these times can be crazy and tough times can be stressful. I mean, I hear it on the radio. 2020 can't get worse. You know, if we think it's bad, it's getting worse. I've even seen it in my own family. Wow, you know, I've been shocked with the way that things have transpired. And sometimes people behave in ways that you don't even recognize. Sometimes we behave in ways we don't even recognize. And we're thinking, oh, are we someone else? You hear it on the songs. I don't recognize myself. I'm someone else. And that's what challenging times can do. But because we've had time to pray, and because we've gone to church regularly, and because we've watched Freedom Through Christ in DVDs, we learned some things. You know, how to treat each other. People, when they're stressed, they can act a certain way. And you have to understand, yes, if it shocks you, it's for a reason. See, the enemy's out to destroy. He's out to destroy good things. he's out to destroy good relationships. You can view it this way. We are sometimes oppressed by the enemy. Don't hate the person. Hate the enemy. Pray for that person. And actually pray that you view that person the way that Jesus views us. The way that he sees us. To keep always the peace. And to keep the love alive. There's so much hatred already. And it's up to us to make it right. We have another caller?
No, actually it's Robbie. Robbie loves to hang out with
Robbie's
us.
Again?
That's super cool.
And so it all depends on what we do and how we react to certain situations.
So, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Is there a lot of hate that you experience in life? Have you experienced hate? Or more love?
Is there what? I'm sorry.
have you experienced hate in your life? Or more love?
I don't know why I'm not understanding. My phone must be...
That's because it's my English.
I think,
Amy would translate.
I think Robbie surrounds himself with love. And we choose to surround ourselves with love. Right, Robbie? It really depends on who you hang around with.
I know. It is really cool when you're around people that you know Jesus is kind of in there. And so, you know, it is a delight see who God brings into our path, and you can just see the light in their eye, and you can see and you can feel the warmth of having somebody that actually cares about you. I often talk about when I first came to Sunday school, but the very first time, you know, I'd been a car salesman all these years, and I didn't know God, didn't know anything about God, and really had no friends. And I went to Sunday school class with my wife, and everybody was really nice to me. And I thought, are these people wanting to buy a car or what?
cheaper.
Why are they? And then when I realized that these people really wanted, they cared about me in spite of the fact that they didn't even hardly know me. And they were interested in my life and what was going on with me. And I went, wow, this is something I've never really had a friend in my life until I began to know Jesus. And like you say, Amy, God was the cure for having friends.
Well, true. I mean, you can get to know Jesus through beautiful people. But what if you're alone in this world and there's no beautiful people around? Do we know how to listen to God? Do we look for messages? Do we realize he's always communicating with us in different ways? He communicates to us through songs. Hey, he communicated to me through a shirt I bought that said, be slow and gentle. And let me let you know, Robbie, ever since I've been slow and gentle, I don't bump into things. I don't get bruises. Things work out better. I do things right. Slow and gentle is not wisdom, not just wisdom of old people. It works for me, too.
Oh, I need that shirt, then. Can you please get me the shirt?
So, we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay. So, we would love to hear from you. Call us if you have any comments. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
Tell us about your personal growth.
Yeah, or blessings 2020. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Tell me more, tell me something I don't know. Did we come close to having it all? If you're gonna waste my time, let's waste it right and hold me while you wait.
that's all we need. Is it true? My faith is shaken, but I still believe. This is you, this is me, this is all we need. So won't you stay and hold me while you wait?
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, beautiful people. Remember, we're live every Sunday at 1 p.m. on your radio.
Saturday.
Correction. On your radio, on our app, The Cure, and on our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
Our shows are available as a video and audio podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo wherever podcasts are.
The song that just played was Hold Me While You Wait by Louis Capaldi. And this is what it inspired me to write. At least this is my take. If we open our eyes and learn to give it more, God will show us great things and open yet another amazing door. There is more to life than having it all, just like knowing what to do every time we fall. Even if we're not good enough, God will take care of what's really tough. Even if we feel the wait is long, God builds us up and makes us strong. We can always learn what's right as we wait. God predetermined us going to heaven as our fate. We must believe, for our faith remains in loving Christ as we break those chains.
Wow, that's deep. Yes, God loves us.
God does love us. It's just amazing. And one of the things that, you know, that I'm most grateful about is Bobby's praying also. Every day, mind you, and reading the Bible.
Wow. Yes, I'm grateful for that too, by the way. And we have a listener, Monique from North Carolina. Monique, you're now live. Or it's Monique. Monique.
Thank you. Yes, Monique. That's correct. God bless you both.
Thank you.
I am out of breath, and I've debated even calling, but I'm so... Let me just start by answering the question. I'm grateful that I have not quit, and I'm going to talk as fast and clear as I can because... Not to take away from anyone suffering. The corona thing, if I'm honest, even though, of course, it affected me like everybody else as far as the business, you know, I didn't get sick. I'm on dialysis. I have been for almost 11 years. I'm not diabetic. I don't have kidney failure. I mean, I don't have any predisposition to that. No one in my family. I watched my mother die several years after that. In my late 20s, I went into kidney failure. It's a nightmare. The doctors have been, you know, and my dad just passed last month. That means I'm the only one of my family in this state. Everything, I have to drive 30 minutes, an hour total, every other day to go to treatment. And for the almost the 11th year, to come home by myself, cook, whatever has to be done, doesn't matter what condition I'm in. If I'm not admitted, I have to do it. There's been so, and on top of that, bizarre things all day, things that are just difficult. How does it even be difficult? I am so thankful that I haven't quit because I know God is faithful. I know He is who He says He is. He's worked through my life mightily for other people. But I have not known what He wants for me, and I've only seen it honestly get worse. So I am thankful for whatever the deep work He's doing in my heart, though I am within an inch. Because, see, this doesn't stop. There's no break. So I am so thankful, as I sit out of breath, I just got back from treatment, that I asked Him a long time ago, please, whatever, just keep me in Your will. I'm not saying it's God's will for us to go through all this. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. I have no clue. He's used my life, no question. But I don't have a husband. I've lived holy. I've been a friend to many, but I don't. Not only all the things are hard, but they don't make any sense. I don't mean I don't understand most. None of it does. But what I do know, and I'm so thankful, I guess only myself and by the Holy Spirit, because the hearers know, it really is impossible that I would be sane at this point.
Wow. This is powerful, Monique. Thank you for your testimony.
It's a lot of suffering, what Monique has described, and a lot of us are suffering greatly. We may not understand why our suffering is. It's hard to understand. I've learned that suffering is another way of sanctifying the soul. I've learned that you can offer your suffering for the conversion of sinners. I've also noticed that all the best people, and mostly good people, are the ones who suffer the most. I've noticed it's also the making of a saint. And it's amazing that when you can endure as much suffering as Monique is enduring, yet focus on God and be grateful for her suffering, even though she cannot understand, I'm sure that's worthy of heaven.
Yes. Monique will send you one of Amy's books, so you have something to read. Thank you. So what else are we grateful for?
So that's just it. You know, we all have challenges in life. There's times that are difficult for me. There's days that are difficult for me. I know I have to start every day with prayer. But I do look for moments with God. For example, songs. The ideas that I get from songs. What I get from songs. There's certain songs that come out at perfect times, at perfect moments. Like the song Bummerland. You only go up from here. And I quit all my vices, and I make great strides towards personal growth. And so this song comes out, Bummerland, you only come up from here. Do you not believe that God may have inspired the singer to sing this song? And how about the times that you go for a drive? You only listen to 3 or 4 songs. Do they need to be the songs that you need to listen at that moment, that have the perfect message, that have to deal with what you're going through at the moment? Is it even possible at all that there really is coincidences? Or is there? Maybe everything happens for a reason, even when we don't understand.
Right. So God is in control.
Well, God is constant. God is never changing. And God could reach out to us through other people. He can reach out to us through kids. Anything can be a message. Anything can be God reaching out to us. He can't just come out and say, hey, here I am, let me hug you, let me hold you. He does it indirectly so that our faith can grow. And of course, our way of thinking is not his. We don't know why some of us are dealt with certain things and others are dealt with less. Some of us have certain gifts, and others have other gifts. We just know that there's a God. And that's great help, great hope, to know that His kingdom will come, and it's a matter of waiting, and His will is always done, on earth as it is in heaven. And we just accept everything that happens as His will, because nothing happens that he does not allow, then life could be a lot more doable. We can get by just doing our part. God helps those who help themselves. So we do what we can. We give it our best effort. We're obedient. We follow God's word. We trust Him. And He'll take care of the rest. He'll fill in the blanks. He will pick up where we fall short. And if you have God, you will not despair. You will find reason in everything. You may even find joy in suffering. There's actually a book called Joy in Suffering. And I believe a saint said, it's okay to suffer. I mean, Jesus wept, but he didn't get depressed. This saint said, it's okay to suffer as long as it doesn't steal your joy. You know, the Virgin Mary is Our Lady of Sorrows, but I'm sure she had moments of joy knowing that God's will is done and will be done, and through His sacrifice, all His children will be saved. I'm sure she allowed herself to have moments of joy because this life will have suffering. And it's, there are ways that we can find joy in everything, to look at the bright side, to find the bright side in everything. Because for every bad situation, there's always something good about it.
A learning moment. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you. We are continuing to talk about our blessings despite any sufferings. Tell us your personal story of a blessing that you realize happened. 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH. And this is The Cure on the Truth Network.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my dear, and look me in my eyes. Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life. But you just beg to see me dance just one more time. Ooh.
Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio, our app The Cure, on social media. Just look for God is the Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Well, already is, but this one is going to be tomorrow. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabell. Now, Amy is spelled with an I and a double E. Or search God is the Cure on any podcast channel.
The song that just played was Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Monkeys dance a lot.
I love that song.
I love it too.
God sees us all.
Like monkeys?
No, oh. Not like monkeys.
Okay.
But God does see us all. To him we shine. He begs to take his hands. He says it's time. For we are his and he is mine. We know the dance. We've learned the climb. It's more difficult, but not impossible. It's his design. We have our gifts. He loves our style. We are all here just for a while. So make it even better than before. Make it count. Give it all you've got and even more. And make God proud. He loves our dance. We can rise above given every chance. So God says, move something, just move for me. Let's grow up, remember that he sacrificed to set us free, so we can live up to who we are meant to be.
Wow, we will. Nice.
So we're talking about realizing our countless blessings, our personal growth, despite bad things that happen to us.
And I just wanted to quote a scripture. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. That's from 1 Peter 3-14. See, it's not unique for us to think that way. And we have a listener.
A caller.
Caller. Caller or listener. Well, he needs to listen to call.
A listener that is calling.
That is calling. There you go. Trey from North Carolina. Trey, you are now live.
Good day, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to call in with you. You was talking about the blessings of God. The past couple of weeks, God's been really revealing himself through change. I had some loose change automatically appear from beside my recliner. the other day, and I usually use that. That's kind of like my little prayer seat. And I had two dimes show up beside of it. And then I thought, okay, so I started kind of paying attention to change after that happened. And then I went two places the next day. And both places I went to, I found change laying out in front of the doors when I was going in and coming out. One going in and one place where I was leaving. And I've looked at some of the change that I got. And one of the first place I went to had a quarter, and on the back of the quarter had a bird on the back of it. And I just got thinking about the bird. I thought, well, you know, that could be where God's just, you know, supplying needs, you know, like, what was it, Isaiah, you know, where he's fed by the brook.
Yes.
And then another thing was a nickel, and on the back of the nickel, it was a ship. And I got thinking about the ark, how Noah was secured in the ark. And I thought, man, that's pretty cool, you know. So that was the first incident that I had. And then the second instance I had was just right after that. We went into a hardware store, and on my way in, I was really looking. I did not see anything. On my way out, it was just right in front of where I was getting ready to get into the car. I saw change laying there, and I looked down. I found two more quarters, and there was some other things with it, but on the back of those quarters was two trees. And I got thinking about that, and I thought, you know, coming out of the throne room of God where the river comes through, there was a tree on each side, tree of life. And I got thinking, I said, you know, I think that's God really showing and revealing himself, you know, that things are going to be all right. And that, you know, the trees of life are there, and God's there, and he's on the throne. And I got thinking about it, I said, you know, that was really a blessing to me,
you know,
to really see that, because, you know, I probably hadn't found change on the ground in probably 2 years, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, within a day and a half, you know, I found two incidences right after the dimes appeared. So I just thought that was interesting where, you know, God kind of spoke to me through actual coins.
We don't know how God moves. God sends us messages all sorts of ways. God is so real in our lives. We just, it's so many different ways we tend to forget. And, you know, you just came up with, it just reminded me, actually, of a story that I just heard on the radio. Hits one. They only said it in the morning. They didn't mention it again. This little poor village was really hit by COVID hard. And they were very, very poor. I mean, desperately poor. This little small village. And this just recently happened. And now, in this time, at Christmas time, this Christmas, this just happened the other day, there's gold coins and silver coins and gold pieces of gold and treasure and silver washing ashore on this little island that was impoverished, and they were desperate. And you know that there was an image on the coins of the Virgin Mary. That one's a little more obvious, but wow, I mean, things like this do happen, and God speaks to us in so many different ways. And we know from the Holy Spirit that it is coming from God. Others who may not be so open to this, or may not have the eyes for this, or may not be ready, might just find it a coincidence.
Right.
But only so many coincidences can happen before you realize that there's really not so much. There's really not coincidences. Everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Trey, for calling and showing us that you do care about the messages from God. And now, if you want, Trey, if you leave the message, your address, we can send you one of Amy's book too. Thank you. So let's continue. Oh, we have a message here in Facebook. So Amy, this caller, Maria, says, so I'm counting my many blessings, even though I'm suffering from a disease, but I know that God is with me. Okay, good. So more testimony.
Nice. I mean, if it makes anybody feel any better, yeah, you know, you will, if you're a good person, you will suffer. Look what happened to Jesus. So we share his suffering. And it's how we grow closer to him, believe it or not. as crazy as that may sound, but who with a silver spoon that has had life easy appreciates life and is compassionate and caring for others? I've noticed it's always people who have suffered the most that have learned to love the deepest, that have learned to care the most, that have opened their eyes to the Holy Spirit and what's really going on, that see messages everywhere, that feel God in a lot of things in nature, that eventually actually fall in love with God. Have God always on their mind and pray as much as possible. That would be great. And that's the best way actually to live, if you can get there. But Rome wasn't built in a day. No. These things take time.
Many years. So maybe our ways were getting too weird. So that's why COVID needed to come, so we can kind of show us, well, straighten our ways.
So we can learn how fragile we truly are, and how we can really only depend on God, and how it is God that we really need. Even Boris got weird on me.
Oh, yeah?
So that I can turn back to God and say, forget depending on people.
I wasn't so amazing then.
You know, people can always let you down. Your kids, your friends. I had to disown some of my friends when I decided to grow and correct my ways. It all comes down to God. He's the only one that won't break your heart. He's the only one that will never change. He's the one that stays. He's the one that's loyal. He's the one that's faithful. He's the one that wants the best for you, always. And he's the one that always has your best interest at heart. He's the one that suffers with you.
Yes. And anyway, we are almost finishing today's show too. Okay, so that was kind of a praise to God show. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank us. Thank you, the guests. And Beth Ann and Robbie. Okay, thank you to Beth Ann. She's the truth protector from the Truth Network. And she also makes our music possible and makes the show sound good. She's really awesome.
Yep.
Thanks to the Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore. His shows really rock. He's just such an awesome guy. He's been doing it forever, and he's such a natural. We love him. And, you know, thank you for the Truth Network, by the way, that they have continued to carry our program, and it also including Sirius XM, Channel 131. We love being there for others, and we hope it helps.
And all the radios that carry the program as well.
You know, I want you guys to know that I listen to you every Sunday on Sirius.
Oh, you do?
Get out of here.
Yeah, and I've already heard the show.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Wow, you're amazing, man.
I know. You're like my radio Netflix.
That's super cool.
Adorable. We love you, Beth Ann. Thank
you.
Yes,
we do.
So, but here are some inspirational quotes from the Bible for those who need it. I know I do.
I do.
I definitely do. Every day I need to hear from God. So, Revelation 21:5 says, "He who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' He said, 'Write these words of God are faithful and true.'" Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and a future." In Ephesians 4:22-24 says that you put away as concerning your former way of life the old man that grows corrupt after the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man who in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. And Isaiah 43:18-19 says, don't
Thank
remember
you for listening to the care
other good things.
For more information, get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.